Really interesting story that illustrates just how unpopular the Trump administration is coming and how quickly it's happening. Singer-songwriter Sabrina Carpenter is going viral for essentially saying F you to the Trump admin after they used her song over a really sick and twisted deportation montage. Sabrina Carpenter is legitimately the third celebrity, maybe the fourth celebrity, to come out over the past few months and tell the Trump admin to stop using their songs over these crazy, crazy videos that are honestly just un-American. Frankly, un-American videos. People going to the courthouse, people working on farms, getting detained and deported, oftentimes with rushed due process. And when they do get due process, we find out that they're not actually a criminal. It's just somebody who's trying to go through the proper processes. Before we even jump in to singer-songwriter Sabrina Carpenter's reaction that's going super viral, I want to back up because Olivia Rodrigo did the same thing. Legitimately, like 2 months ago, the Department of Homeland Security posted a video, if ICE finds you, we're gonna get you. And it was like a an Olivia Rodrigo montage with music in the background. And she said, don't ever use my songs to promote your racist, hateful propaganda. Honestly, super based coming from Olivia Rodrigo. Some great stuff right there. Remember when Theo Vaughn was also used in a Department of Homeland Security video? Then he came out. This is somebody who had Trump on his podcast. He came out and essentially flamed the White House. Take a listen.
My father immigrated here from Nicaragua, right? Like one of my prized possessions is I have his immigration papers when he came here. And I have them in a frame and him and his siblings when they came here. And so I have tons of thoughts about it. But this was just fucked up, right? It was fucked up. And it was everywhere. It was like on all platforms and stuff. So that had me really kind of paranoid. You know, that had me start to get kind of paranoid and, you know, like closing, like, you know, I had the curtains in my house kind of closed. I was just like, you know, you're paranoid. I woke up the next morning. Sorry, I need some water. I woke up the next morning to a text from a high government official saying, hey, if you need some extra security in your neighborhood or some extra police cars on patrol, let me know. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Extra security? I don't have any, like, you know, I don't even know the code to my Ring camera. Like, I don't even know how to log in. So it's like, and then, and like, what, you're just going to put police cars in my neighborhood? What are my neighbors going to think? Now they're fearful. Like, it just like, I don't know, man. That like really kind of shook me. It really kind of shook me. But you keep marching on.
Okay. So Theo Vaughn is somebody who ran defense for Trump, had Trump on his podcast. At the end of the day, I don't think Theo Vaughn is a deeply political person. He's very pro-Palestine. He's very anti-ICE, while also being rather pro-immigrant. He's basically just the average American voter who has a mosh posh of ideas. I don't think he's somebody who should be shunned or pushed out of the coalition or anything, but it is kind of ironic that somebody who ran defense for Trump throughout the election then gets backstabbed, essentially right away. This brings us to Sabrina Carpenter, who is not a Trump supporter whatsoever, but who had to do the same thing as multiple other celebrities and say, you have to stop using my music on these videos of ICE. Like, let's go through the video first. It's somebody recording ICE. It says ICE out of Chicago, my hometown. This is where I live and record. It's somebody flipping off ICE. It's a woman who's saying, go away. It's somebody saying, ICE, get out of here. And then it's them arresting people, throwing people to the ground, chasing them around. And it says the White House, President Donald J. Trump. Well, singer-songwriter Sabrina Carpenter immediately replied, quote, this video is evil and disgusting. Do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your inhumane agenda. This was sent a few hours ago and it already has 3.5 million views, 217,000 likes. I'm going to repost it. I'm going to give this message a little bit of a boost right there. I think the White House is trying to see how quickly they can swing the cultural pendulum back to a more liberal culture. So during the 2020 to 2022 era, the entire culture seemed to be more on like the liberal side. I still think people are, but the entire sphere was people posting images about BLM, people coalescing around more left-leaning issues. And I wouldn't be mistaken to say that after Charlie Kirk's death and after Trump won, it feels like there was a little bit more of a cultural swing to the right, where then people were being fired from their jobs and doxxed for making jokes about Charlie Kirk. But I will say the pendulum is swinging back quicker than we ever thought, because the Trump admin is pulling stunts like this. The Trump admin basically every other day is pissing off another well-liked celebrity with a different audience. Theo Vaughn attracts a lot of people who are probably like 20, 30, 40 years old, men and women. I think Olivia Rodrigo has overall, broadly, a younger audience, along with Sabrina Carpenter. I mean, I know my parents like Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter. It could be anybody of any age. But the point is, when you're pissing off all of these coalitions while also pissing off a coalition of Hispanic voters that actually voted for Trump at pretty unique rates, Hispanic voters went over to Trump's side, voted for Trump at unique rates, but now every single poll shows him collapsing with Hispanic voters, him collapsing with youth voters who still voted for Kamala Harris more, but youth voters unfortunately voted for Trump, not understanding that, you know, during our formative years, he was raining terror on the country and minorities. Now everybody's experiencing it again, basically young people who didn't understand or experience it again, and are rapidly losing favor for Donald Trump. So let me know what you think about these celebrities and their stance against Trump below. I think the cultural shift is going to happen quicker than we thought, because Trump is taking very unpopular positions. Saturday Night Live on a weekly basis is parroting either the Epstein files being covered up by the president, or parroting legitimate war crimes being covered up by Pete Hegseth, parroting Caroline Leavitt running defense for the most despicable of strikes, and the cultural pendulum is going to swing back. It's also worth pointing out that in one day, both Sabrina Carpenter and the Pope, Pope Leo, have condemned Trump. Pope Leo is urging the Trump admin not to try to oust Nicolas Maduro militarily, as Trump is about to start a war. Take a listen to this segment.
Let's bring an update from news we're getting from the Pope. He is on foreign visit to Lebanon at the moment. He's been in Turkey as well. He is, of course, the first US Pope. He has talked about how he thinks it would be better to attempt dialogue or economic change if Washington wants to change things. So, unusually, the Pope making a comment about political leaders. He has apparently urged President Trump's administration not to attempt to oust Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro militarily. Of course, tensions between America and Venezuela have been simmering of late. Trump is accusing Venezuela of sending boats carrying drugs and drug smugglers into the US, has attacked many of these boats, bombed some of these boats, and is threatening a land invasion. Well, the Pope is now intervening, urging the US President Trump not to attempt military ousting of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro.
In one day, Donald Trump has been condemned by Sabrina Carpenter, the Pope. Pete Hegseth is being investigated by Republicans in the Senate now, and it seems like everything is not going well for the MAGA sphere. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.